This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Gulf Coast braced Sunday for a potentially devastating hit from twin hurricanes as two dangerous storms swirled toward the U.S. and the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. Officials feared a history-making onslaught of life-threatening winds and flooding along the coast stretching from Texas to Alabama. A storm dubbed Marco grew into a hurricane as it churned up the Gulf of Mexico toward Louisiana. Another potential hurricane, Tropical Storm Laura, lashed the Dominican Republic and Haiti and was tracking down toward the same region of the U.S. coast, carrying the risk of growing into a far more powerful storm. U.S. President Donald Trump is hailing the Food and Drug Administration's emergency authorization over treatment for coronavirus patients as a breakthrough. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
A treatment known as convalescent plasma.
Blood plasma, taken from patients who have recovered from the coronavirus, is rich in antibodies that may provide benefits to those battling the disease. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says optimal patients, those within 3 days of admission and not on a respirator, who are treated with convalescent plasma, saw a 35% improvement in survival.
If you're one of those 35 out of 100 people who these data suggest or show survive as a result of it, this is pretty significant for that person and their family.
Health experts say the treatment does need more study before it's celebrated. The FDA's chief scientist notes it should not be considered a new standard of care. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And there are more than 807,000 COVID-19 deaths globally, with more than 176,000 of them in the U.S., followed by Brazil with more than 114,000. The number of global infections is 0.3 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up more than half that figure. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.